This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Glenwood Springs Adventure Park is closed indefinitely while police investigate a death on the grounds. Garfield County Sheriff's Office officials say a 22-year-old man who has not been publicly identified had several improvised bombs and semi-automatic weapons with him. He also had on tactical clothing customized to look like law enforcement gear. Investigators say the man had no clear ties to the park. Bomb disposal teams have swept the amusement park and the suspect's home near Carbondale. They say there is currently no threat to the public. A hearing starts today for a lawsuit that aims to keep former President Trump off of Colorado's primary ballot next year. Similar suits have been launched in a number of other states. They argue Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election disqualify him from holding office again under the 14th Amendment. But many of Trump's supporters, like Republican Joanne Baker of Castle Rock, see this as an effort to deprive them of their chosen candidate.
And that's just unbelievably ridiculous. They can't do that. I mean, I don't know what's happened to my state.
The state judge hearing the case says she'll issue a ruling before Thanksgiving. But however she decides, the case is almost certain to be appealed and make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Denver Animal Protection is warning residents that Halloween haunts aren't just scary for humans, they can be scary for pets too. The department says to make sure pets are secured when trick-or-treaters stop by this week. It also adds that while pet costumes are undeniably cute, some pets may get stressed or overheated from their costumes. Owners should also refrain from feeding pets candy or chocolate. Come find more of what's going on around our state at CPR.org. And don't go anywhere because up next it's fresh air.